Paano ka nahilig sa pag-garden?
We transferred to this place and we saw na may potential ang lugar na to when we bought it in 1984. But when we saw that the soil was clayish, hard clayish, underneath the clay, it's limestone, everything I planted, it just died off. We decided of invest na mag-import kami ng soil. We make use of all the rubbish na we find in our yard because we bought almost a 2-acre block of land. Because of that purpose, now we will try to supplement our own kitchen table, fruits and vegetables, ganun. Took a while before we were able to come up with building it up ang soil by using grass clippings, yung mga prunings, kasi it's a bush. We had to chop down mga weeds and mga trees na sinasabing not good for the soil. We had to remove them and all those rubbish bushes. We have to clean the land talaga from the scratch. Inalis namin yung mga maliliit na twigs and pile them in a corner and let it rot and made it into compost. And then we realized na by doing that, putting grass clippings, compost, mga kitchen scraps, we can grow some vegetables. Kaya ang ginawa namin, we started building garden plots by just filling it up with scraps.
So, gaano katagal bago kayo nakapagsimulang magtanim?
Mga about 2 years. We started with maliit na plot. Pero wala kaming fruit trees noon dahil hindi ko kayang maghukay.
Meron bang tumulong sa inyo?
Yung nung dumating ang parents ko, ganun na. My father, ginamit yung crowbar, yung heavy crowbar, to dig the grounds for the fruit trees. And that's how I was able to plant the fruit trees. And also, batang-bata pa kasi itong kasama ko, masipag siya.
Talaga? Tanim din siya?
No, nagtanong kung saan kami kukuha ng horse manure at chicken manure.
Talaga?
Kaya halos every weekend, nagpupunta kami sa stables. Uh-huh. Kami mismo nagko-collect, kaya libre. And pumupunta kami sa mga chicken farms. Malayo nga, kaya we had a trailer before. And we will fill them up with bags and bags na ko ang amoy pero...
Pero di ba yan daw mga manure na yan, kailangan i-treat mo muna? Kasi may mga dalang mga seeds ng grasses?
Yeah. After na we put them on top of all those things na nilagyan namin ng mga rubbish, and then we just spread it there and let the grass and everything else grow. And then I pull them out and put them back on the pile. Maging fertilizer din.
So sa ngayon, ano yung mga tanim mo?
Wala nga eh, dahil it's too hot. Regardless of how much water ang ilalagay mo, mahal pa naman ang tubig.
Pero yung mga fruit trees mo, parang yun.
Yeah, I still have one mango. Yung nakita mo yung mangga na malalaki, R2E2. So far, wala pa kong nakita sa fruits niyan ng R2E2 that grew from a seed.
Talaga? How did you grow that?
Seed yan. Yeah, it grew from a seed.
Ikaw mismo yung nagtanim?
Hindi ko pa nga itinanim yun eh. Inaatsa ko lang yan sa garden.
Talaga?
And then a lot of them grew.
Wow.
And then ang ginawa ko, I pulled some of it. Pero sabi ng kasama ko, not to pull one of them and that is at the edge of one of the gardens. Kasi sabi niya, it's out of the way naman eh. Huwag mo nang alisin yun. Kaya pinabayaan ko. 5 years after that, bumunga.
When you say R2E2, anong variety ito? Kasi
yan na R2E2 variety. Nakita mo yung malalaking mangga sa shop.
So, yun pala ang pangalan niyan, R2E2. Yep. Kasi karamihan ng mga mangga dito sa Melbourne, I'm sure galing dyan sa Queensland. Meron din silang, yung katulad sa atin, ng mga manggang kalabaw, di ba? Na masarap isaw-saw sa bagoong.
Walang manggang kalabaw dito.
Pero merong dumarating dito yung malalaki na yung kakainin natin ng hilaw, di ba? Yung ganun na kinakain natin.
Baka galing yan sa Thailand.
Ah, ganun ba?
Those are imported.
So mostly pala dyan R2E2 ang mga varieties sa Queensland.
No, you have the Kensington or Bowen, ganun. And the R2E2, you've got the golden honey mango. Maraming mga mangga, but we don't have the kalabaw.
Siguro wala ngayon. So, anong ginagawa mo pag sobra-sobra yung bunga ng iyong mangga?
My freezer is full of it.
Talaga?
Dahil nga, we spend a lot of money buying mangoes. Kaya ang ginawa ko, pinilis ko na para hindi na kami gagasto. Yung mga extra ko sa mangga, i-freeze ko. Kasi ang mahal na mangga, lalo na yung, because we go more for the R2E2 variety, which is about, say, $3.95, $4 ang isa.
Wow, ang mahal pala, no?
Dahil malalaki. Pero ang binibili sa shop, medyo maliliit kasi yung manggang galing sa aking garden dahil we allow it to grow bigger. Kaya umaabot ng 1.5 kilos. For us, yung binibili sa shop, wala pa akong nakitang umaabot ng 1 kilo.
When you say you allow it to grow bigger, anong ginagawa mo para maging mas malaki yung variety ng manggang?
Well, pagka nakita mo na mag-yellow na,
mm-hmm,
hindi mo kukunin na green na green. Dahil pagka green na green at saka medyo mahirap pang i-pull from the tree, that's still very young.
So hinahayaan mo lumaki talaga?
Hayaan siya mag-mature.
Tapos pinifreeze mo yan, anong ginagawa mo afterwards? Ginagawa mo smoothie?
No, I defrost it and we just eat it like that.
Sinasabi nila, itong mangga, napakataas daw ng sugar.
Ayan na nga, kaya mataas ang sugar ko ngayon because I love mangoes. Sabi nga ng doctor, I should be just eating a piece.
Or the raw?
Not even raw.
Ganun ba? Ganun din ba ang sugar, content noon?
Just a small piece, sabi niyang ganun. Pero ako, masyado akong matakaw sa mangga, kaya mamatay man ako ngayon, enjoy naman ako.
Talaga. Balikan naman natin yung ibang tanim mo. Alam ko may mga flowering plants.
We've got roses. What else do I have there?
Meron kang pinost na succulent na may flower. What's that?
Which one?
Yung may flower na ano, succulent.
This is what they call the Star of David.
Star of David. Ang ganda niya. Parang very unique siya.
I just got it from somebody else. One piece lang yan.
Hindi mo pa siya napaparami.
Marami na nga eh.
Aha, dumami na.
Dumami na. Kaya sabi nga nang nagbigay sa akin, naku, ang bilis mo naman magparami.
Itong hilig mo sa paghalaman, minsan naiisip mo na ibenta mo yung mga tanim mo na ano para some sort of income.
Nag-ano nga ako noon, di ba meron flea market? Lalo na itong, what do you call this? The hibiscus, the latest hibiscus na I bought.
Uh-huh.
Nakita mo yung malalaking flowers? They are really huge and they're pretty. I was going to propagate them and sell them too because those are about almost $11 sa Bunnings.
Wow. Ang maliit compare, na... No? Per seedling.
Maliit, ah.
Talaga?
Yeah, and I've grown it bigger now. It's always flowering all the time. Yan na nga, ipopost ko ang the flower of the two again because they just flowered.
At saka, meron na ngayon ginagamit nga ng bilantsaa, yung hibiscus, at napakaganda raw.
Ah, the leaves?
Yung flower niya. Pag ginawa mo yung tsaa, talagang pulang-pula talaga yung tsaa. At it has a good taste.
I'll have to look into Google and find out how they do it. Kasi talagang, it would be nice.
Kumusta naman yung mga orchids?
As a matter of fact, akala ko mamatay ng mga iba dahil sa init. And
so, paano mo sila na-save?
I really have to put a bit of time to it. Dahil I don't have much time sa mga plants dito sa front. Dahil meron yung memorial garden. We built up a memorial garden in memory of our parents.
Diyan mismo sa inyong ano?
Dito mismo sa front. The front garden na hindi ko pa naaayos.
Mm. Mel, I know you are into music too. You told me once in our previous interview that you sing to these plants of yours.
Yep, that's why I divide my time sa lahat ng ano. Kaya I did... time to do the orchids now and again,
uh-huh,
para hindi sila mamatay.
Kinakanta mo sila?
No, I've got my own CD.
Ah, okay, and?
I play it loud, and they hear it. I have my own CD na pinagawa sa Pilipinas when I went.
So that's the one you play for them?
Yeah.
Wow, ang ganda naman. You have been gardening for a while now. Ito ba isang bagay na ipagpapatuloy mo?
Sa ngayon, retired ako. It helps me with my music writing. It's calming and it's very therapeutic. And pagka nasa labas ako talaga, maganda ang solar. I mean, anything beautiful forms into beautiful music.
Siguro on that note, Mel Chin, maraming salamat sa iyong panahon at happy gardening.
Oh, thank you.